What we're going to do today is we're going to have several students come up, and we're going to just kind of ask them what Elevate means to them. So if I could have all the students who are speaking today, come on up. Colin's already up here.
So one of the things we talk about, right, guys, you know, it's been a really cool progression to see the students really dive into the sword drill idea. So why do we do sword drills, guys? This is a pop question. It's not on your list. Why do we do sword drills?
Candy.
Candy is a good incentive, but Mike, you want to give the microphone to your brother here? Chris, why do we do sword drills?
Get into God's word and really know how to find it.
Why is that important?
So we can quote it when we're out there talking to people.
Okay, good, right? And what do we talk about with God's word, right? It's how we figure out life, right? And so we believe, like, hey, if you know, why wait until your adult years to begin studying God's word? When you start putting it in your heart now, right, what does it do? It changes the way you live. You know, it changes the way you look at things. And certainly, you know, I'm going to just brag on all you guys for a minute. That's evident by watching you guys dive. Remember the first time we did it? you know, it was like crickets. But now look at them. You know, these guys are diving into the word. They're memorizing it. It's you know. Yeah, Duff back there used to be the champ. You know, he would always have it, you know, be pretty quick on the sword drill. But now it's tough to beat him. Yep, they know in God's word, and that's what it's all about. So that's why we do sword drills, and we do it every week, you know. And hey, you know, Wednesdays, no different. I mean, hey, I got my candy this morning for bringing my Bible, you know. So I'm not missing out on opportunity. So bring your Bibles to church. I know it's a radical concept. I know that. you know, because we put the scriptures on the screen and all that stuff, but learning to apply God's word to yourself, change your life. So
we also, they memorize scripture each month. And can any of you tell us what the scripture is? I know Gabe can.
I know it this time, Gabe.
I know Gabe can.
I do.
Anybody remember what it is? Go ahead, Chris.
It's the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever.
So each month they work on memorizing a new scripture. And the other thing that they have is they can go to any one of the leaders. If the leaders don't know the scripture, then they have to, we have tickets that we give them, then they have to give up the ticket. So I think it's safe
for the record, Gabe, it's Psalm 40, verse 8.
Yeah, 48. Yeah, that's what got me last week.
That's what I said.
Yeah, it's Isaiah.
I'll give you my ticket.
That stumped me last week. Gabe got me on that one. But I think absolutely I can agree with Pastor Cliff that I speak for every one of the leaders that works with these teens, that they're some pretty amazing kids.
Absolutely.
I think it's also important to remember that this is the future of not only our church, but the church across the world, that these are our future leaders. And I couldn't be more proud than to be involved with them and to be able to sow into their lives. Yeah, they're good kids.
Yeah, so before we get into the next section, I just want to point out, this is a special Sunday, but there has been a lot of stuff that we were trying to schedule-wise, but really, this Sunday is going to serve as really a kickoff for our next little series, if you will, that Jenny and I are going to be doing together. And Lord willing, Jenny will be back here. We'll be back here real soon. We're really felt like we wanted to bring a series of messages on equipping and empowering and influencing, mentoring the next generation. So the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about that, and we felt it was a beautiful way to start that off by having, you know, not just telling you, but showing you how it works by letting you hear it from them themselves. So that's why we're looking forward to having these guys and everybody else, you know, who's been serving and sharing. And so that's what we're going to do the next couple weeks. So, and I wanted to say, I would like to say, I know we're all about the students, you know, and we're going to let you hear their voices. But if I could, because I know they don't want to do this, but if you serve in Elevate Ministry, could you stand up, please? Yeah, so all these folks here.
I'd also like to include those that help with our sign-in table and our gatekeepers, yep, because we have extended people, yep, that help us.
Yep. So this is an amazing team. I'm really proud of them, the way they work together, and each one serves according to their gifts. And as a result, the ministry grows and flourishes. And so we wanted Deb is our overseer, and Deb, who has just been obedient to the calling, even when God, you know,
even resisting
him, but been obedient, and as a result, the ministry is flourishing. So I just wanted to, you know, on behalf of the entire church, really, to thank all of you who serve specifically in serving the next generation. And there's always room for more, right? There's always room on the team.
Absolutely.
So if you're interested, you feel the Lord speaking to you, that you want to be involved and getting to know these students, and they're amazing bunch, you know, come see Deb, and we'll find a spot for you to serve too. So, okay.
Okay, so I guess the first question I want to ask Colin, actually, before we get started, how about we, each one of you, go down the line, introduce yourselves, let them know how old you are and what grade you're in, okay?
I'm Chris Gary, I'm 18, and I'm in 12th grade.
Hi, Chris. I'm Mikey, I'm 15, and I'm in 10th grade.
Hi. I'm Colin, I'm 14, I'm in 9th grade.
It's on. I'm Cassidy Merkel, and I'm a senior.
My name's Caden Steeson. I'm in 9th grade, and I'm 14 years old.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive to see these young students getting up in front of all of you. That's pretty intimidating. So I'm really proud of them. But Colin, you want to pass the mic down to Colin? Colin, what first brought you to Elevate?
When I was old enough.
But why did you keep coming back?
Because of my peers and just the environment. It's just amazing there.
Okay. How would you compare the individuals at Elevate who say they're Christians to kids you have at school?
So kids at school, they say they're Christian, but they don't act like it. But at Elevate, you can really tell that they're Christian.
How? Like, unpack that for me a little bit. How do you know the difference? When you say they are, you know they're Christians, what do you see?
Like, they're just nice to everybody.
Oh, Christians are nice.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're being told that Christians are fascists, so that's not true? Christians aren't mean?
I mean, they can be.
Don't answer that. They're also boys, so, you know. No. Be prepared. I'm going to throw some unscripted stuff at you.
Yep.
Okay. You're all forewarned now.
All right. Cassidy, what brought you to Elevate? Cassidy didn't go to our church when you came to Elevate, did you?
No, I didn't.
No.
One of my friends, Cologne, who was a foreign exchange student at my school, yeah, she became one of my really close friends and actually started, initially her home wasn't where... She was a foreign exchange student with the Duffs, which brought me closer because I was friends with Tay, so I started coming here through Cologne, and I just wound up staying.
Mm-hmm. And when you first came to Elevate, that first time that Cologne invited you, what was your plan? Was it to stay, or was it just to appease Cologne?
A one-and-done situation, basically. I didn't really know I was going to keep coming. I just thought maybe when she took me that I wouldn't come again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just kind of fell in love with it.
Cassidy, what was your church experience prior to that?
None.
You didn't go at all?
No, I was told I was a Christian, and then I kind of just didn't know anything.
Didn't know anything.
Just had a label.
Okay. So this was your first experience.
Mm-hmm.
And you came as a result of somebody.
Yeah.
Who invited you, right? But I love Cassidy's story because it illustrates why it's so important. Because you never know who you're going to influence. You never know. You know, you could. I mean, how many times did she invite you before you came?
A lot?
Yeah. So did you come kind of to shut her up a little bit? Like,
yeah.
All right, fine, I'll go.
She kept asking, and then one day I actually wound up being free to come. Like, I didn't have anything going on, so she told me I, like, have to come.
That's great. She's relentless.
It wasn't really a choice.
It wasn't your choice. No. Came kicking and screaming. Well, how many of you came kicking and screaming to church for the first time? Come on. Right? But, I mean, that's a really powerful illustration because, you know, I mean, the statistics will tell you that it takes somebody an 11 invitations before they say yes to something. So be relentless. It's okay. You can be persistent and not like, will you come with me? Will you come with me? Will you come with me? Right? But as the opportunity presents itself, you throw it out there and you just keep. That's called watering a seed, right, folks? If you've ever grown anything, it takes time. And so you be persistent, and then you see the fruit. Because I'm going to guess that when you came and you were planning on coming one and done, what kept you coming back then?
Just the community. And I don't know, it was something about feeling the Lord for basically the first time ever. Kind of just pulled me.
And he's real, right? And it was when he is made known through people who authentically love him, then we always trust the timing was right. You know that was the day you were supposed to be here, so God can meet you right where you were. So. Duff, you're gonna have to start talking to a mic, man. Come on up here, buddy.
Come on up here.
We're on live stream. They're not gonna hear you, and I don't want to repeat it. No. That defeats the purpose.
Sorry. Cologne coming from a church over in Europe, when she, you know, we brought her to church with us, and one of the things that kept her coming back or wanting to come back was she said she had never seen the love for one another in any of the churches over there that she went to. She went with her grandmother to a Catholic church. So when she came here, she was like, oh, yeah, I want to see what church is all about. And it was the authentic love in this church that she wanted to come the whole time that we were here.
Right. Just wanted to go. Yep. Thanks, Duff. Yep. And that speaks volumes to all of you who made Cologne feel welcome. You know, and if you know my story, you know that's what changed my life. The trajectory of my life was coming to church and somebody welcomed me authentically and made me feel genuinely cared for, and that changed everything because I knew Jesus was real. So, mm-hmm. Thanks, Cassidy. We'll come back.
Cassidy, when you came that first time, I believe you came to a pizza night?
Oh, yeah, I did, actually.
Yeah. So it wasn't even like a regular Elevate. It was just kind of a non-threatening environment for you. Is that you felt I could go eat pizza and ditch them?
Yeah, I came to a pizza night with Cologne and then hung out with my friend Peyton basically the whole night.
Okay. Yeah. And then you kept coming back. It's been such an honor for me, and I think I can speak for the other Elevate leaders to watch Cassidy grow. Yeah. I'm so proud of her. Yes. So, Cadence. How has Elevate helped you in your relationship with Jesus?
Well, Elevate has helped me to grow in Christ by giving me good friends that I can depend on in times of need, and it has enabled me to view the Bible much more clearly. It has also helped me grow my ability to praise Him through music, which is one of the ways that I really connect with Him.
Would you say your relationship has grown significantly since coming to Elevate?
Definitely.
Yeah. Can you give me an example of that?
Well, before I came to Elevate, I was in Sunday school, and everyone was all the teens were all like, "You gotta come to Elevate when you're old enough. It's so fun. It's so great." And you know, I mean, that's just what I
that's what I heard. I mean, I heard it's fun, it's great. So I came, and it was great. But the Lord, he just kept giving me new opportunities in ways that I can grow and serve him. And there's this one moment at Elevate that influenced me a lot when it was like the first time I played keyboard in the worship team. It was really special because it was the first time I played in a band that worshiped Jesus, just Jesus. And I played in like some bands before when I was like a kid, but never praise. And that was just really cool. I was really inexperienced at the time, but like, you know, I think it's what he's called me to do.
Kate, if I could, just unpack it for us. Did you have a church experience before coming here?
Yes, I did.
Okay. But so from you were like young?
Yeah, I was very young.
Young, okay. And so coming here, and then you were in Sunday school, and you came because your parents come.
Well, yeah. We found this church after going to St. Mark's in our hometown. But I just, you know, the spirit there had just been, I don't know, growing more faint by the week, and just less people came, and it wasn't alive. Mm-hmm. And we came here, and it was amazing.
So at what point in your life do you think, it might be tough to narrow down to a specific time, but at what point does, not just coming to church, but the whole idea of Jesus as a relationship become your own, and not just because you came because your parents came?
Well, I'm going to think back on that for a second. Well, I started learning more about him as my parents came and came to Sunday school, learned things I never thought before, started reading my Bible like a little bit more. And the more you know about it, the more you're more curious. And then I realized, like, this is it. This is the big deal. He's the one.
Amen. Thanks, Cade. Appreciate it.
It's been fun watching Cadence go from just playing an instrument in a band to actually worshiping during our praise time. So it's been real neat. You know, it's like I said before, it's such an honor to watch each one of these kids grow and develop into what God has called them to be. Good job, Cadence.
Amen.
So you want to hand that down to Colin? Colin, what's helped you grow in your relationship from Elevate? What's helped you grow in your relationship with Jesus?
The messages.
What's the messages?
The messages.
Okay. Any message in particular?
I don't really have a particular message. They're all just like so good. They're just like get to your heart.
What's the format that we use? What do we typically do on Wednesday night with a message? Like somebody gets up and teaches, and then what? What do we do after that?
Pray.
Okay, and then?
Oh, small group.
There we go. And why is that important?
Because we can discuss the message and how it really helped us.
Right. And that's just my observation from, you know, the times I've been in there with you, is that's when it becomes personal for you, right? And I would imagine, yeah. Is that what kind of helped?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. And we strive to have different formats on how it is that we run Elevate each week. You know, sometimes we have a typical Elevate where we just have a message and then we go to small groups. Last week we had a trivia night. We played games on Bible trivia, which was a lot of fun to watch the kids do that. We've done bonfires, as I said, with Cassidy. We've had pizza night. We did water game nights. We also go out into the community. There's been a couple of times that we've gone to a local park and set up games and just to kind of encourage kids in the community to come out and just see what we're all about. And we've had a really good response with that. We also have done roller skating where we've opened roller skating for free to the community. That's been a little overwhelming because we end up with a lot of kids. But, you know, it's a great way to just share the love of Jesus with other teens that might not ever hear, might be in homes that they just don't hear about Jesus. But Mikey, can you tell me of an Elevate experience that made an impact on you?
Mainly, like, it's like small group every time because, mm-hmm. like, you just get other people's opinions and, like, it helps me, like, make decisions. And normally there's like a topic, but like even outside the topic, you can just talk in there and you feel welcome. Like you feel like you can just say what's on your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, small groups are really an intricate part of Elevate. After the message, we'll break into smaller groups of all girls, all boys, and with some leaders. We'll discuss the message, or maybe we just discuss some struggles that different students are facing. And nine times out of 10, we find out that it's not just that one student that's struggling with that, it's several. How about you, Chris? Can you tell me of an experience?
So a lot of the bigger events that we do, you didn't mention them, but like Winter Blast, and we'll even have teens meet up.
What's Winter Blast?
A big weekend event with our church and a ton of other churches, youth groups. We meet up at Winter Blast in outside of Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah, it's Camp Orchard Hill.
Camp Orchard Hill. Mm-hmm. And that there's, you know, outside preachers that come in, and there's an awesome worship band there and a lot of great fellowship and games with kids you meet, and you get their number and you end up staying connected, and a lot of amazing times, and a lot of people find Jesus there. I remember last year the hands were thrown up when the preacher was asking who wants to give their life to Jesus, and it's overwhelming. It's awesome.
Did you make any kind of special commitment when you were at Winter Blast one of those years?
I did. I think it was 2 years ago is when I gave my life to Jesus, was at Winter Blast. The first year I went, I kind of just played games and wanted to have fun, and then started to stack on, and I'm just like, it was weighing on my heart real heavy. I couldn't keep holding on.
Good job, Chris. Yeah, we try to take the kids on different types of event. Winter Blast has been one of them. We've gone there the past several winters. And it is in, excuse me, it is in the winter. So sometimes there's snow, sometimes there is not.
Yeah.
What's your memory of Winter Blast, Pastor?
I was going to say, in the years when there's not snow and the lake isn't frozen, then sometimes the leaders end up in the frozen lake, the non-frozen lake that's just really cold.
Really cold.
Like really cold.
Take your breath away, cold.
It was broken all for the bones, concussions, you know. all the fun stuff.
Yeah. It's not a youth event without some sort of injury or chaos, but that's okay. You know, I was kind of going to come back to these guys for a minute. You know, I mean, both you guys been coming to church for how long?
Probably when I was 5 or 6 and he was 3.
3, yeah. You know, so I look at Chris and I see a lot of myself in you, you know, in that, you know, you came to church and you can come and like, yeah, do the, but at some point it becomes real.
Yeah.
For you, you know, and the way you have really dived into this relationship with Jesus, you know, and it's evident by the way you carry yourself, it's evident by the way you influence others, and you're, you know, certainly not afraid to take a stand for things, and that's really cool to see. And Mikey, you know, first of all, there's a really great picture of Mikey in yesterday's newspaper, if you all saw it, but it's really cool. And I'm going to go out on a limb here, Mikey. Did you always enjoy coming to Elevate? Let me
there's
ask Mom.
No wrong answer.
Well, for the first bit, it felt like a chore, but then when I like started opening up, it was just like normal to me. It wasn't a bad thing. It was fun. It was also just a time to open up, because like everyone here feels more welcoming.
How often do you bring your own friends?
I try to bring a lot of people.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's where I was going with this. Is, you know, I can remember the first times Mike would come and be kind of, you know, I'm not going to use the word sullen, but, you know, kind of like kept to himself and, you know, made it pretty evident, wasn't exactly thrilled to be there. But now, Mikey's an invitation machine. I mean, he just brings people left and right. He brings groups with him. It's incredible, you know, and it's... Why? Why invite your friends?
Well, one, to keep them out of trouble. And two,
to keep you out of trouble or keep them out of trouble?
Both.
Both, okay. Just we're clear on that.
And two, because like some of them I would think would come back, and I've had a lot of them to come back. And like just last week, two kids that I invited forever ago, they came back without even like really telling me they were coming. They just came because they want to.
Why do you think that is?
They felt welcomed. Like the one they actually bought, because they're like a couple, they bought the other one a Bible. And it's like a custom Bible with their name on it and stuff. Just to use that church.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Cool. Good for you, man. Good for you for being an advocate and inviting, because that's sometimes that's all it takes. And the Lord takes over and he does the rest, right? So good for you. Thanks.
Mikey, what's the largest amount of people you brought at one time? Do you remember?
No.
I think he brought six kids one night. Poor Patty couldn't fit anybody else in her car. But the other thing that I really appreciate about Mikey is when he first started coming, Mikey plays football, and he would often not come to Elevate during football season because he was tired. And, you know, and I get that, but most times you come anymore. So it's just been great watching him grow. Yeah, so, you know, we've done a lot of different things. But Colin, how would you describe Elevate to someone who's never been there?
It's a great place.
Why?
Like I said before, just the environment. Everybody loves each other. You can talk about things that you wouldn't like want to talk about at school. It's like personal.
Do you feel it's a safe place to share really hard concerns?
Yeah.
I was going to ask Colin, like, because you go to Palmer School, right? You go to the public school.
Tech.
Yeah. It's been a while since I've been in public school, but are there like cliques and stuff? You know what a click is?
No.
Okay. Sorry. Help me out. Put it in today's terms.
Groups of kids. Yeah,
groups of kids that, like, they keep to themselves and no one else is, like, welcome, you know?
Yeah, there's a couple of those clicks.
Okay. There, see? You learned something today. There you go.
Yeah.
You know, like when I was in school, it used to be like, you know, anybody on the football team stayed together. And if you weren't on the football team, you couldn't hang out together, you know, or the, you know, the science geeks who all hung out together and nobody wanted to be with the science geeks, but they all did their thing together, you know, and all that stuff. So do you still see that?
Kind of.
Okay. Do we have that at Elevate?
No. Everybody's just welcome.
Okay. And what's... I know I'm throwing you a curveball question here, but what's the thing that makes that different? Why is Elevate different than what you see in school? What do we all share? What's the common factor?
Everybody's loved by the people there and God.
And as a result, then, because God loved us, what do?
Love him back.
And we love him back. That's right. Thanks, Colin. Appreciate it.
Chris, how would you explain Elevate?
Well, I try to talk to a lot of kids into going. It doesn't always work out, but when I tell them, you know, place of amazing fellowship and worship and meet some of the best friends you'll ever have that are going to stick with you and they're going to be there for the tough times. And the leaders there, you're going to connect with leaders, go to their gym all the time. You're going to, you know, kind of people you can call out of the blue and they're going to answer and they're going to talk to you for no matter how long about whatever you need.
Thanks for unpacking that word fellowship, because I think fellowship is a churchy word that a lot of people get put off on, but you just explained it. So thanks for doing that.
Well, and I mean, before coming to Elevate, I don't know that you had friendships with the other kids in Elevate. Would you say their acquaintances are really strong friendships now?
Most of them are really strong friendships now. Built a lot of strong friendships at school now with people from other churches and stuff. That it just happens. It just falls into play.
Do you see them outside of Elevate?
Yeah, pretty often, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I see with a lot of these kids, that, you know, they really didn't know one another outside of church when they started coming to Elevate, but they kind of they hang out now. I was at a football game on Friday night in Lee Highton, and yeah, I saw three of the kids. They were all hanging out together.
And at Palmerton, we had a group going, too.
Yeah, so. At Palmerton, you had a group of kids, too. Yeah. So
what school do you go to?
Palmerton CCTI.
Okay. You go to the tech school?
Yep.
All right. Cadence, what school do you go to?
I'm homeschooled.
Say that again.
Oh, sorry. I'm homeschooled.
Okay. Yeah. And you guys are all in Palmerton, right? Okay. So just right here, you've got three different schools represented, and yet there's a connection, right?
Yeah.
And that's what's great. You know,
Zaya and Colin both, they'll hunt me down. They're both underclassmen, so they both hunt me down in between, like, lunch periods and stuff, run up, give me a hug, like.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
In school?
100 kids around, don't matter.
That's too cool. That's too cool.
Cassidy, you've made friends through Elevate, haven't you? Yeah. How would you describe Elevate to someone?
A really good community of people that all share the love of Jesus and are a good fellowship.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I had the kids, I gave them all the questions and I asked them, you know, to think about their answers and to write them down. And I loved what Cassidy put down. She says, it's kind of weird, but we're a community of believers as described in Acts 2. I loved it. You know, like that. We're achieving that. What's that?
I just thought it was weird because that's what it says for us to be, and it just really fits because mm-hmm. that's what we are.
Absolutely. I love it, you know, that Elevate, a ministry of this church, is living out our vision. Cadence, can you give me a specific moment that influenced influenced you in a significant way?
Like I said, I think it was the first time I played in the worship team, but. Mm-hmm.
One of the things I remember you telling me that really influenced you was when you played at Agape.
Yeah, that was great. That was that was daunting.
And you spoke.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh that too.
what is Agape for the benefit of those who don't know what that is?
Oh, so there used to be the Creation Festival, but then I think that got closed, and they changed it into Agape.
So what is it?
So it's a Christian music festival, and a lot of people come out to see many different bands play. And Elevate got to play there this year, and yeah, it was real fun.
Yep, and you did bring a message. You needed a fine job. Did a great job.
Yeah. Our students actually had a double set, and two of our students spoke. So that's pretty impressive. Oh, yeah, Gabe.
Yeah, Gabe.
Yeah. So that was really special. But, you know, and they've had several opportunities like that. Our worship team was on the Dream Come True Telethon, I believe, also. So that was really kind of special. Mikey, can you tell us about a special moment in Elevate that might have influenced you? In your notes, you said it was your first day. Huh? Your first day?
Yeah, because, like, well, my first day I came there, I was thinking it was just going to be, like, boring. Just, like I don't know, I feel like, because at first I didn't want to be there. But then when I first got there, people like Gabe and other people felt like really very welcoming, and it made me come back. Even though I didn't enjoy it, I still felt very welcome. I mean, I enjoy it now, but I felt very welcome.
Chris, how do you share your faith outside of Elevate? It's easy to share it when you're at Elevate,
yeah,
but
easy.
When you're outside.
You gotta be living it. Well, I gotta say, I do love wearing my t-shirts. Try to collect as many as I can, and you know, that brings people to me, which is awesome, no matter where I am. But at school's really awesome to see. I've been trying to get a kid to come that's going through some stuff and all that kind of stuff. You get interactions at football games, at wherever you're at, people walk up to you. I was at Carlisle for a car event a little while ago, and people were coming up to me. I was wearing a shirt, and people were coming up to me left and right, and it's just awesome. And then just going out and finding people, too. Oh, yeah, someone at Wawa yesterday. Yeah. All time. And just sharing your story, sharing the gospel, sharing, yeah, knowing the words, you can actually speak it.
Anyone else have a way they might share their faith outside of Elevate? Mikey?
So before every test, me and a couple of kids that I've invited to church pray right before the test, because it's like, we need it, because I'm a little stupid in school, so.
So you, wait, back that up. So you actually pray in school?
Yeah.
Prayer works, Steve? Yeah. He's got A's this year. Must be something to that prayer thing, huh?
How about you, Colin? How might you share your faith outside of Elevate?
Tell them about God and tell them to come to Elevate, because they'll learn there. I can also give them some background knowledge.
Cassidy, how would you say your life is different since coming to Elevate?
I'm a lot just better with the way I present myself and the way I show love towards people. I'm angry less. I have more peace. Just life's a lot better.
How about you, Cadence? How would you express your faith outside of Elevate?
How would I express it?
How do you live out your faith just every day?
Well, I think that if you're a Christian, you're going to be different from the cultural norm, and you're going to not, like, you know, do things that certain other people do. Do you mean like sharing the gospel, or
yeah,
how do I do that?
How would you do that? Yeah.
I think I'd just ask people questions or, I don't know, ask about them, how they are, what they do. And then I'd say that I've got this great friend and I can't do anything apart from him. So if you ever need anything, he's there, and you just call on his name, and he'll help you.
Thanks, Kate.
Yeah, really good, Kate. Well, and that brings us to, you know, like, yeah, we're sowing into these kids' lives, and they're growing, but none of them, not one of them, would have anything without a relationship with Jesus. You know, I think every one of them would admit that Jesus has changed their lives. Some of them I've seen the change. You know, I see them all growing. I see them taking, those who have been raised in the church, I've seen them take that Jesus that was mom and dad's and start to worship and honor him themselves and build that relationship with him by themselves. So with that being said, I really would like to take this opportunity that if there's anybody here that doesn't have a relationship with Jesus, that I'd like to give you that opportunity right now. So with every head bowed, if you're thinking to yourself, who is this best friend that Cadence was talking about? Who is this individual? And you want to have a relationship with him. You want to have what these students here today have. Would you just look up at me? I see you. And if you're just, you want to have the faith in that, and the drive that these teens have, and you want to reach out to others the way that these teens are now, you want to move ahead with your life and share the gospel with others. If you think that's you today, if you could look up at me. I love our teens. Can you pray after me? Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, I know I'm a sinner. I know that I have not followed your ways. Forgive me for the areas in which I've failed. Cleanse me, make me new. Give me the strength to share your word. Help me to be a light in our community. Give me the words to bring others to you. Come into my heart. Guide me. Lead me in your path of righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen. I did forget to ask, can the music team come up? These guys did a great job. Can you give them a hand?
In 1 Timothy chapter 4, the Apostle Paul writes to his protege, Timothy. He says, "Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example of those who believe." And, you know, one of the reasons why we do this, what we try to accomplish week in and week out at Elevate, it's not just for teens. You know, this is why we encourage all of you to be involved in a ministry somewhere, or in a connection group, because that what they experience, you will experience too. If you want that kind of connection, that kind of bond, that kind of encouragement, that kind of love, then get involved in a connection group, get involved in a ministry somewhere, because it's the same Jesus who runs throughout it. Amen? Amen. Amen.